At the luckiest man in Chicago.
Well, I hope you're happy.
I am.
Because you are about to eat the driest pig pancreas souffle known to man. You could have called.
You're right. I'm wrong. I'm sorry.
All right.
I happen to have two courtside seats to tonight's Bulls game.
Wait a minute, cousin.
It's the biggest basketball game of the season. You're not going to believe what happened. Wainwright called me, told me he can't make tonight's game. Since he knows I'm a big Bulls fan, he's having the tickets sent here. Is life good or what?
Can I wedge in a wise word here? You promised Jennifer you would take her to the ballet tonight.
Oh, I took care of that. I told her I had to do something for Mr. Wainwright. She understood perfectly.
So you lied?
No, I didn't.
You always lie.
I am doing something for Mr. Wainwright. I am using his tickets at his request.
So you lied.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you sure did.
At worst, I am massaging the truth a bit.
Massaging it? You gave it a full-body loofah scrub and a mud bath.
Falky, you and I are going to the game tonight, and we are going to have a great time.
Oh, is that so, is that... Well, let me tell you, it has been my observation that every time you lie to Jennifer, something bad happens. I saw the exact same thing happen on an old rerun of a 1950s television show. There's this big roly-poly bus driver, always trying to hide things from his wife. Every time he does, he gets in trouble. And he's got this friend upstairs. He wears a vest. He's the smart one. The friend comes down.
Tell you what's up. You and I are in for a treat tonight. We...
Wait, don't tell me, let me guess. Is it Beers of All Nations night down at the lodge? Because if it is, I'm gonna have to say no. I've been having very bad problems lately with the old tum-tum. I don't think I could tolerate more than a pitcher or two. Pitcher or two.
Are you gonna let me tell you where we're going? Or you're gonna run off at the mouth all night.
No, 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 I'm gonna let you tell me. Just go ahead, Ralph.
Thank you.
Just, I'm all ears. Just let me have it, Ralph. Just let me have it. Right here, Ralph. Let her rip. Let her rip there, Ralph. Just get the thought and let it up.
Martin, you are a mental case.
You were saying?
Two guys dropped out of the Pro-Am bowling tournament tonight, and you and I are gonna take their places.
Hold up, Boone! We are gonna be bowling with professionals? Guys have on their own bowling shoes? Ba-ba-ba-boom! We are a couple of lucky stiffs.
Hi, Ralph. wants to know who's wearing these pants, you or the bus?
Hardy, ha, ha.
I'm sorry I'm late, Ed. I had to stop at the butcher shop to get your lamb chops for dinner.
What are you cooking me for dinner tonight, Alice?
Nothing. Did you forget? We're going to my mother's for dinner.
Hey, Alice, hey, you're out of luck then. Ralph and I are going to go...
No, Norton, Norton, don't you have to go upstairs and eat?
Nah, it'll take Trixie like a half an hour to cook dinner.
Well, maybe you should go watch her.
Ralph, I know when you're kidding. I seen Trixie cook before. Hey, Trix, remember the time you were making them potato pancakes, flipping them? Up, diggle, diggle, diggle.
Get it!
What a grouch. Boy.
Girl, you get out of here!
All right, Ralph, what's going on?
Well, I didn't want you to know that I was gonna work an extra shift tonight.
Well, why not? You work extra shifts all the time.
Well, I didn't want you to know that I've been saving up to buy you that new refrigerator you wanted. And, the money I was gonna make tonight, would have been enough for the first down payment.
Oh, Ralph, that's so sweet.
Too bad I won't be able to work. You want me to have dinner with your mother, so that's where I'll be.
Oh, no, you won't. You go ahead and work your shift. My mother will understand.
I don't get it, Norton. How did this happen to me?
Same way as it always happens when you go bowling. You picked up your bowling ball. You made your way to the line. And you realize all eyes are on you. So you decided to put something a little extra on the ball there. Just a little something extra on the ball there. Give it a little extra body. As if you needed extra body. And then you let it go. And before you knew it, you were flat on your keister, just lying there like a beach whale, waiting for someone to pull the cup out of your mouth there, Ralph.
Hey, you're knocking off. Now look, Alice will be here any minute. You gotta help me hide the fact that I hurt my back.
Wouldn't it be easier just to tell her what happened?
Wouldn't it be easier just to tell her what happened? Why don't I just wear a sign on my back that says, kick me hard?
Not a good idea with your back out, Ralph.
Oh, you are nuts, you know that, Norton? Now listen. If you help me out tonight, my back will be fine in the morning, and Alice will never know I went bowling.
Ralph, I'm glad you're here. I've been thinking about the new refrigerator. Now, I'm not sure how it's going to look in the space where the icebox is now, so why don't you move the icebox out of the way and put something over there that's the size of the new refrigerator?
Now?
Yeah, Ralph, now.
You know, Alice, that is a terrific idea. Really sensational. You should look into becoming one of the, what do they call, the inferior decorators.
Alice, it's late. We'll move the icebox some other time.
Is there some reason you don't want to move the icebox?
No, no reason. You want it moved? We'll move it. Norton! How about give me a hand with us?
Sure,
help me pick this thing up.
Okay. On three. Ready, Ralph? One. Two. What do you got in here?
Will you get out?
Three.
Your background?
No? Why would there be something wrong with my back?
Well, because you and me was born.
Well, you knock it off! Listen, Alice, I can explain.
Save your breath, Ralph. I know everything. See, the bus from my mother stops in front of the bowling alley. A couple of guys got on talking about how Cramden threw his back out and almost rolled down the alley with the ball. Be up at Trixie's till I calm down.
Hey, I hate to rub salt in your wound there, Ralph. Well, you should have known that Alice's bus was going to go by the bowling alley there. I mean, you are a bus driver, right? I mean, you got to use the old noodle. You're driving a bus there, the 42nd Street, right? The Broadway, the car that's selling a newspaper there.
Hey, you knock it off!
Hey, back looks pretty bad there, Bob.
It is bad.
Looks like you could hardly move.
I can't move.
Not at all?
I can't move at all.
Not at all?
I just told you, I can't move at all.
Yeah, but not at all?
I can't move at all.
All right, then.
Norton? What is it? Norton? Put that back. Norton? Norton? I'm gonna marvelize.
Next day, Ralph's back was so bad he had to stay home the whole day and listen to Alice yell at him. You see what I'm driving at?
Well, that is television. It has nothing to do with real life. There is no way in the world that Jennifer is going to find out about that basketball game. Oh, hi, Jen.
Hi, Larry. A messenger just delivered these basketball tickets to our apartment instead of yours.
Well, I can explain.
Save your breath. I know everything. Larry, you've lied to me for the last time. Enjoy the game.
Oh, what a tangled web we weave. When first we practice to conceive.
You're crying. Didn't you have any luck?
Balky, I don't know what I'm gonna do. It's been a week. Jennifer still won't talk to me. I've tried everything. I've sent her flowers, candy, perfume. She just sends everything back. I'm beginning to think it's all over between us.
Oh, cousin, you're making a mountain out of molehill. Come on, Jennifer still loves you. She'll forgive you if you just tell her you're sorry you were lying and you'll never do it again.
She'll never buy that. But you know, if I do something heroic to show how much I love her, she'll have to forgive me.
Cousin, that never works. Now, Ralph had the same problem with Alice. She wasn't talking to him after he lied about the bowling incident. So instead of telling her the truth, he got his friend Norton, that's the smart one, to come down and help him to appear to be a hero so that she would like him again.
Hello, Alice. You having a good day, Alice? You feeling okay?
Trixie, please tell Ralph if he really cared anything about me, he wouldn't have lied.
Alice says if he cared anything about her, you wouldn't have lied.
Come on, Alice. Give me a break. It's been a week. Don't you think I've suffered enough?
Trixie, tell Ralph, as far as I'm concerned, the suffering has barely begun. Alice says...
I heard what Alice says. You'd think I was the only guy in the world who ever lied to his wife. Nort! You must have lied to Trixie once or twice.
Well, tell you the truth there, Ralph, in 13 years of marital bliss, I never yet once lied to Trixie.
Ed said he once thought about lying to me, but he felt so guilty he bought me a big bouquet of flowers and a bottle of my favorite perfume.
Yeah, and I wrote him a little poem to go with it. Roses are red. Violets are bluer. Can you ever forgive your guy from the sewer?
How do you like that? He's a poet and you don't even know that he is.
All right. So I'm a lousy husband. What do you want me to do? Say I'm sorry? Okay. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Now shut up!
You know, Ralph, the only thing bigger than your mouth is your...
Don't say it, Alice!
Come on, Trixie, let's go to a movie.
Okay. Bye, Ed!
I hope you choke on your raisinets! How do you like that? Norton, this is killing me. I don't mind the silent treatment, but Alice won't cook for me. I have to get her to forgive me. I can't take another night of eating beans out of the can.
I don't know, Ralph. She seemed pretty steamed. Hey, you got a fork?
I got it. If I do something to prove to Alice how much I love her, she'll have to forgive me. Now, I got a plan, but I'm gonna need your help.
I'm with you 100%.
All right. Now, you're gonna have to disguise yourself as a robber and then sneak in here later tonight. Now, it's real important that Alice doesn't know that it's you.
Don't worry, Ralph. I once played a tomato in the school play, and nobody knew it was me. Hello there. I am a tomato. You may think I am a vegetable, but I am really a fruit.
You're not a fruit, Norton. You're a metal case. Now, where was I? Oh, yeah. All right. Now, after you break in here and say you're a robber, you say that you want Alice's wedding ring. Now, I'll say that I would rather die than give it to you. You'll be so moved by the depth of my love that you'll leave without Alice's wedding ring. She'll have to forgive me.
Ralph, I gotta tell you, I'm touched. You would rather die than let somebody have Alice's wedding ring? You sweet kid. But it won't work. Nah, you gotta wine him, dine or dance him.
Never wait. I got it. I'll help her dust.
Now, why don't you just buy her a fur coat?
Nah, that won't work.
Oh, I think she's got a good point there, Ralph.
Alice!
What have you got to say for yourself now, Ralph?
I got a big mouth!
That not only did she not speak to him for 2 weeks, but she made him sleep on the fire escape. I love that show. And you said you can't learn anything from television.
I should have known that someone as wonderful as Jennifer could never love somebody as low and devious as me.
Oh, I think she could.
Larry, is this from you?
Well,
Cousin, come on, don't be so shy. Of course it's from Cousin Larry. Who else would it be from?
Oh, Larry, when I saw this little guy sitting on my fire escape with two tickets to the ballet in his paws, I knew I'd been too hard on you.
Well, Jennifer, I didn't leave that bear on the fire escape. The person who did is much nicer than I am, and I think I have a pretty good idea who that person is. Alfie, was it you?
Well, I was just trying to help.
Oh.
What was that for?
Well, Larry, you could have lied and said the bear was from you, but you didn't. You told the truth.
I did, didn't I?
I think we've had a breakthrough here.
Well, this is cause for celebration. What do you say we all go out to dinner tonight at Antoine's Cajun Kitchen?
Oh, that's a wonderful idea.
Balky, you want to call, make us reservations for 4 at 8 o'clock?
4 at 8, you got it.
Will you just make a call? Baby, you're the greatest.